May 22, 2011 is a day people in Joplin won't forget. That's the day an EF5 tornado tore through town in the early evening hours, leaving 161 people dead and many injured. Thousands of buildings, including homes, businesses, churches, and a hospital, were destroyed. Today, progress is being made. Many homes and businesses have been rebuilt, in many cases better than before. A major manufacturing company in Joplin, Eagle Pitcher, just broke ground for a 100,000-square-foot expansion that's expected to create 171 new jobs. But a master developer hired to lead the city's redevelopment recently left town, and its co-founders resigned before ever breaking ground on a single project. On February 4th, Joplin city officials cited, quote, gross negligence, fraud, and willful misconduct in terminating both the master pre-development agreement and the land assemblage disposition and management services agreement with Wallace Bajali Development Partners. Joplin City Manager Sam Anselm says since entering into a contract with Wallace Bajali in July 2012, the city had paid approximately $1.68 million for the firm's work in the community.
We verified that information with them with receipts and invoices and things, so we paid them the $1 million for that. It was about $400,000 for land assemblage fees, and then another $200,000 or so for just administrative costs to have the contractor bring some new funding sources to us for the recovery.
So where does Joplin go from here? Forward, according to Anselm.
At the end of the day, we've got land that we can move forward with and work with developers on. You know, we've also got some exciting quality of life things coming up, too. I mean, we're in the process right now of renovating our historic baseball stadium, so a new minor league baseball team will be, you know, starting to play here this May. So that's brought some excitement here to residents.
He says they're weighing some legal options now over the breach of contract by Wallace Bajali, but it's too soon to tell how that process will play out. He says he doesn't think there were too many tears shed over the firm leaving town. Before Wallace Bajali left, the firm had secured about 20 acres of land for the city. Anselm says they plan to use that land for a new library and an assisted living memory care facility.
We feel like we're in pretty good shape with those projects. The seniors project, we'll be putting that out for bid probably in the next few weeks. And we've had a lot of developers who've expressed an interest in bidding on that project.
Planning and design work continues for the new library, according to Anselm, and they hope to break ground in late summer or early fall. He says the city received a $25 million grant from the Economic Development Administration for the library project. And he says they've received approximately $158 million in community development block grant funds through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Consultants have been hired to distribute those funds, according to Anselm. He hopes project proposals will be presented to Joplin City Council in the next few weeks. Joplin developers Corey Farrell with Farrell Construction and Matt Harris with True Style Homes in Joplin weren't sad to see Wallace Bajali leave. Farrell says he saw their exit from the city coming from the very beginning. Harris says Joplin is coming back slowly, but economic growth is going to come from small business owners.
We pretty much knew that that's what was going to take. We can tell you that we've seen a lot of growth, especially downtown area.
The Pizza Palace in downtown Joplin, where we met, was revamped and under new ownership, and Harris says other businesses are opening up. Farrell agrees that it will be up to local businesses and developers to come up with their own plan for how Joplin should grow, not someone who comes in from the outside. He was relieved to see Wallace Bajali leave. So was Harris.
I think that you know, outside sources, it is my opinion, they don't have what the intent of what we have to make Joplin into what we want it to be.
According to Farrell, people from all over the world wanted to help Joplin come back from the tornado. But he says that opportunity was lost when the city, quote, put all its eggs in one basket, referring to Wallace Bajali. Still, he's excited about the potential he sees for downtown Joplin and for the city as a whole.
There's a lot of economic opportunity there because we do have the lowest cost in any city for a lot of industry to move in here.
Anselm says nearly 4 years after the tornado, Joplin's population is down only about 1.5%. He sees that as a very good sign for the economic health of the community.
We felt it was important from day one to put the message out to our residents that we don't want you to leave. We want you to stay in Joplin and you know, work with us as we continue to rebuild.
According to Anselm, there are more businesses in Joplin now than there were before the storm. He says Joplin's economic health is good.
Our sales taxes are above, you know, projections in terms of what we considered in our budget for this fiscal year. And we have a lot of new jobs coming this fall.
Sales tax totals for the years since the tornado have been steadily increasing. You can view tax figures for Joplin on our website, ksmu.org. Missouri State Economics Professor David Mitchell says there are things cities recovering from disaster should focus on before anything else.
The last thing you want to do is come in, spend millions of dollars building a new shopping center that's not going to be able to, you know, the town's not going to be able to support. So you want to make sure that, you know, like I said, your schools are in good condition. You have great healthcare facilities. You have basic infrastructure is in place.
He says Joplin's done a pretty good job so far. He pointed to the new Mercy Hospital that opened last Sunday. Anselm says they likely won't hire another master developer to help Joplin move forward. He says they have a great staff at the city who will take it from here. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skaliski.